Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my desk. Procol Hair, I'm bringing this back. Whiter shade of pale. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Greg Thompson. Greg is the author of The Master Coach, a brand new book out on how to be a coach. It's not leadership, but it's a different variation on that. It's not teaching, but it's a variation on that. It's coaching. He's got a very specific lane that he drives around in teaching about being a master coach. And what are the parameters? And we talked in the last segment about character being one of them, which is essentially where you realize that the person you're coaching is in control. It's their agenda. You're helping them accomplish their agenda. How am I doing, Greg?
Excellent. Thank you.
So, all right, and the website, by the way, folks, is bluepointconsulting.com. Bluepointleadership.com. I've forgotten.
Yeah, bluepointleadership.com.
Bluepointleadership.com. The book is called The Master Coach. Okay, Greg, there are three areas that you focus on as the three legs of your master coaching stool. We talked about the character in the last segment. Talk to us about the other two.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you, Jim. I think, you know, one of the things that I learned in my career as a leader, I wish I would have learned it earlier, I learned it later, was that it's much more important to be a coach rather than to do coaching. Nothing is more sad to me than somebody who goes to some nifty coaching training program and comes in and zaps people with their coaching.
Right.
It really is this idea that it's...
So slow down. Say that again. So you're saying you're glad you finally learned how to coach and not just be a coach. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, no. It is this idea that coaching is not a set of these nifty interpersonal practices that we can use on people and somehow it's almost like you're trying to trick them into performing at a different level or something. It's really much more about who you are as a person.
A lot of nuances, it sounds like. Sounds like a lot of nuances.
Well, it is, but there's some fundamental elements to it, and you talk about this idea of connection. It's really about whether or not you can connect with people at this very special level. And we may not even call it coaching, but you know, you can have a 30-year relationship with somebody, and it can be a really positive relationship, but it's not a coaching connection. And other people have in 15 minutes, they can create this connection with you that has them welcomed into the coaching relationship. If I could say just a bit more about that.
Do both people know that the coaching is going on?
A coaching conversation is a different kind of conversation, and you know when it's going on because it's all fresh track. It's new territory. You're exploring something different, passions, dreams, mm-hmm. aspirations, disappointments. But it the hallmark of a coaching conversation is it's different in some way.
Okay, keep going.
Well, if you come back to this idea of the connection, is that there's three words that I think are particularly important, and they seem like they don't go together. Appreciation, confrontation, and accountability. But appreciation is seeing the best in others. Confrontation is telling them about that. And accountability is holding them accountable to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, this is why great coaching is within the reach of all of us. It's about whether or not, you know, when you come into a room, are you the kind of person, the leader that, you know, sees the best in others, mm-hmm. confronts them with it, tells them about that, then holds them accountable to be that. You know, those of us who are parents know. That's exactly describes us when we're at our best as parents.
Well, one thing you're describing there a little bit is what we think about when we think of good sports coaches, athletic coaches, and that's being inspirational. Inspiring,
yeah, absolutely.
Inspiring people.
Absolutely. Yeah. The difference between a coach in an organization, large or small, and a sports coach is, the sports coach really is the director manager as well, because
right.
He owns the agenda. He right. or she's going to tell you whether or not you can go right. on the field or not.
But I like the inspirational part. All right, what about the conversation?
Well, a coach-like conversation, as I said before, we call it often a dangerous conversation. Not dangerous because somebody's going to get hurt, but dangerous because the coach has the courage to go to places where other people will not. You know, it might be an emotional issue. It might be an issue where the person really in the moment needs some tough feedback. Maybe the coach is the only person that cares enough to confront the person with the kind of information they need to make a shift in the job. Maybe their career is going to the ditch. But it's this idea that a coaching conversation has that kind of raw truth to it that we've all experienced. We've all had the kind of conversation where somebody has really had the courage to go down some road that might even be very difficult or might be extraordinarily inspiring, but it is this conversation that is new and fresh in some way.
Frank Lloyd Wright said, don't build a house on the hill, build it of the hill. And it sounds like that's the way you apply coaching. Does that make sense?
It is. It's very much. Because every coaching relationship, every coaching conversation is unique. And it is
unique
it is of
person,
the hill.
Of the person, yeah. Hey, I need your website quickly one more time.
www.bluepointleadership.com.
All right, check it out, folks. The book is called The Master Coach by Greg Thompson. Hey, Greg, will you come back?
Certainly will.
We've enjoyed having you. We'll do it again. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
Greg Thompson, ladies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.